You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is NewsHour, coming to you live from London with James Kimarasamy. The coronation of King Charles on Saturday is a moment of religious symbolism, also, though, one of reflection on the role of the monarchy here in the UK and across the Commonwealth. Indigenous leaders from 12 Commonwealth countries are using the occasion to call on the King to make a formal apology for what they say are centuries of colonial racism, slavery, genocide and cultural theft perpetrated under the British Crown. In a letter, they've called on him to begin a process that would lead to reparations and the return of human remains and cultural artefacts that were taken from Britain's former possessions. Well, the independent Australian Senator Lydia Thorpe is one of the letter's signatories, and she joins us now from Melbourne. Welcome to the programme, Senator. Can you just explain what exactly you want King Charles to apologise for?
Well, where do we begin? We've had centuries of racism, oppression, colonialism and slavery. We've had stolen land. We've had stolen children. We've had destruction of country. And we've had genocide. If we look at the so-called lucky country of Australia, what is now called Australia, there was genocide committed when the colonizers arrived. There was gunshots. There were people held at the hands of the colonizers on concentration camps and made into slaves. Now, I think that should be enough to have the King apologize for past wrongs and own up to what has happened so we can move forward together.
And he did say in a meeting of the Commonwealth Heads of Government last year that acknowledging the wrongs of the past was, quote, a conversation whose time has come. So do you feel that you have in the King someone who is open to what you are calling for?
Well, I'm hoping so. We need peace in our countries that have been subjected to decades of colonisation that has caused so much harm. So I'm hopeful that he will.
Sorry, I was just going to ask, we don't have a huge amount of time, but I was going to ask you how that would make a difference if the King made an apology.
It's a start of a healing journey that we can start together. It's a start. It will bring a relief to those that have been subjected to colonisation, but it is a journey and it needs to be followed by action. We need everything that was stolen from us returned. We tell our children not to steal, yet the King is in receipt of stolen goods. We want our stolen goods returned.
Right, so that is artefacts, but is there also
Financial, of our ancestors,
but also financial compensation, reparations you're asking for? Is there a figure on that?
Well, how much stolen wealth have they taken and created for themselves? There has to be a conversation or negotiation about what that looks like. We've had so much taken away from us, and it's a crime against humanity
and
for everything that they've done to colonise countries.
Is it right for the Australian Prime Minister, Mr Albanese, to be at the coronation?
I think that's embarrassing, absolutely embarrassing. And Albanese does not represent First Nations people in this country. And we will not, I will not, and the Black Sovereign Movement in this country will not swear allegiance to a crown that has murdered our people.
He, of course, represents the whole country, though, and there are millions of Australians who do have an affection for the monarchy. He has to take them into account, doesn't he?
I think if he's going to have a minister that is responsible for a republic and then he goes over there and wants to get cosy with the King and swear allegiance, then he has forked tongues and he does not represent the people that I represent.
Senator Thorpe, Lydia Thorpe, thanks very much indeed.